Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Neff. Subject, he wants a baby. He wants a baby, but I need so much more. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old woman, and I'm dating a 35-year-old man. For some background, we met about 3 years ago, and after dating 3 years, we are now going on 1 year of living together. He has a great career, he has no children, and he is an only child. I have a great career, and I have two teenagers from two previous relationships that I raised as a single mom. For the most part, life is pretty peaceful and full of love between my man and I. The sex is amazing, and he has a great relationship with his kids. The only problem is that now he wants a baby, and he brings it up often. It's no secret that he wanted children, and I've always been open to having one or two more with him. I love being a mom, but my terms are as follows. I want a ring. I want my name on his pension and life insurance policy, at least one shared bank account, and a plan for us to move into a bigger house. Right now, his mother is his beneficiary, and he shares a savings account with her. I'm not asking for him to remove her totally from everything, and I certainly don't feel like I'm asking for too much. He knows my past and how I trusted men and had babies with them, only to be left alone to do the parenting. He said my previous experiences have nothing to do with him. He seems to think that I'm jinxing things in some way by setting myself up financially in case we don't work out. I am a worrier and I need things to be in order and organized at all times. So maybe he's right. But I've lived that struggle life, and I don't ever want to go back to anything close to that. Am I asking for too much, or should I be more willing to compromise with him? Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't think you're asking for too much, and I think you're second-guessing yourself. I really do. You have every right to want what it is you want, and I love the fact that you're clear about what you want. But babies are not bargaining tools, okay? This is not a game. Babies are serious business, as you well know, single mom of two. And babies are not to be traded for a ring, a pension plan, a bigger house. What concerns me deeply is that not once did you mention marriage. I mean, why is that? I mean, because making it legal and marrying him would get you those things anyway. I think the problem is he doesn't think he has to marry you because you're already playing wifey with none of the things that you want. You should already have a ring, a bigger house, a joint bank account, and whatever else you might want as his wife. Okay, that's the difference. You guys have been together long enough for some sort of commitment here. 3 years, and now you've been living together with him for a year. And now he's talking about babies? No, I think he's skipping a few steps here. And I don't think you should allow that to happen when you clearly want more. You say his mom is his beneficiary and she shares a bank account. Well, maybe he needs to ask his mama for permission or something, huh? Is he a mama's boy along with all this other stuff you got going on? Steve?
Wow. Well, lady, let me help you out a little bit because I think you're going about this the complete and utter wrong way. I mean, this is how women get jammed up in situations and never find their way in life because they keep going along and they keep letting men dictate their life. Listen to me. It's okay to compromise and be in a relationship with people. But ladies, I'm going to remind you again, you have every right to know where your life is headed at all times. And you should have a say-so in every direction your life is taken. You don't wait on some dude. So here we go. You've been with this dude 1 year. Y'all living together. He got a great career. He 35, great career, no kids, only child, ain't ever been married. 35. No kids.
Mm-hmm.
Great career. Ain't ever been married. Only child. Now, you had a lot of relationships. I mean, a couple of relationships before. Oh, and oh, by the way, his sex is amazing. And he got a great relationship with your kids. Okay, cool. But now he wants a baby, and that seems to be a problem. But it wasn't a secret that he wanted cheap kids. And you kind of always wanted to have one or two more with him. Okay, cool. Y'all got that understanding. And I love being a mom, but my terms are as follows. Number one, I want a ring. Obviously, you've never made that a requirement before for having a baby, so congratulations to that. I want my name on his pension, as you should, because if you get a ring, that would make you his wife, so you should be on the pension. And life insurance policy, as you should. See, this is stuff. This is regular stuff. This is regular stuff. This is not exceptional stuff. This is regular stuff. At least one shared bank account. That's regular stuff. And a plan for us to move into a bigger house. That's called a dream. People have them all the time. That couples get together and make plans. There's nothing wrong with asking for any of that stuff. You're not asking too much, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you how.
Hang on, Steve. Yeah, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. He wants a baby, but I need so much more as the subject. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. He wants a baby, but I need so much more.
Well, bless her heart, this 33-year-old woman married to this 35-year-old man, and they living together, and she got two kids from two previous relationships, and he wants a baby, and it wasn't a secret. He's always wanted the baby. That's fine. And she wants to have one or two with him, too. But here's her terms. She, number one, wants a ring. That's a good term. Too bad you're just not thinking of this one, but that's a good ask. I want my name on this pension. If you his wife, that should happen. Life insurance policy. If you his wife, that should happen. At least one shared bank account. If you his wife, that should happen. And a plan for us to move into a bigger house. That's a dream and a vision. That should happen. Right now, here we go. Now, this is what the letter really about. Right now, his mother is his beneficiary, and she shares a savings account with her. What? Can I tell you something? I love my mother dearly. Of all the people ever been on this planet, I never loved anybody like I love that woman. Not my mama. She had a special kind of love. I've been in love more than that, but I ain't never loved nobody like I love my mama. Me and my mama didn't never share a bank account. Not now time.
With all that love.
All that love. And all the reverence love I had for her. We ain't had no bank account. I wasn't an only child. And so a couple of things going on here. You need to pay attention to this. This is a 35-year-old man. Ain't never been married. ain't got no kids, got a shared bank account with his mama. Hey, hey, hey. This ain't adding up real good. Kind of makes sense why he ain't never been married and ain't got no kids right now. And he the only child. I'm not asking to remove her totally from everything, and I certainly don't feel like I'm asking too much. No, you're not. But you got to be in her place. You got to have the account with your name on it. You got to be the beneficiary. He knows my past and how you trusted men and had babies with them, only be left alone due to parenting. A lot of women had that story. He said, my previous experience have nothing to do with him. Now, here's where he flipping it on you. He seems to think that I'm jinxing things in some way by setting myself up financially in case we don't work out. I am a worrier and I need things to be in order and organized at all times. Well, here's the deal, sister, like happens with so many women. He ain't stepping up what you supposed to do. So you're supposed to be unprepared in the event that he don't step up. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're preparing in the event that it might not work out with this guy. But why you move in and it ain't going to work out? Why y'all been together 3 years? You got to start putting your foot down, lady, and start getting some things. This man wants a baby with you. You're not having no more kids without a ring. That's your statement. You're not having no more kids without being somebody's wife.
Yeah.
And in order to be his wife, you want your name on the pension and a beneficiary. Period. That ain't even a prenup. This is just regular stuff. This is just regular stuff. So stop thinking you're asking too much. So maybe he's right. But I've lived that struggle life before, and I don't ever want to go back to anything close to that. Am I asking too much, or should I be more willing to compromise with him? Let me ask you a question. How much more compromising do you have to do?
Right.
I mean, you live with him. Y'all paying bills together. You don't have an account with him. You ain't a beneficiary of his. You ain't on his pension plan. Your name probably ain't on that lease that you staying at. And now he wants a baby, and all you asking for is some regular stuff. Lady, stop this. You're not asking for too much. And how much more of a compromise? Let me ask you a question. Here's my next question to you. When is he going to compromise?
When his mama
when
tells
does
him
he
to.
Have to compromise for you? I think you need to get real assertive. Like, you know, I just had a conversation with a lady about this recently. It is amazing, man, how women give up their power of decision to another person when you have the right to be involved in all these decisions. So that's my answer to you. You know, he ain't compromised. He ain't stepped up. You got to put your foot down and make some demands. He want a baby. I want to be married. Now, I don't want a ring. I want a ring, a date, and I want to be married, and then we work on having these kids. Get married. Stop giving these men everything they want, and then you don't get nothing you want.
Right. And she has every right to want what she wants.
Yeah, she don't have to settle.
Yeah.
She has every right, Shirley. Oh. And here's the problem. Y'all keep doing all these wifey things. Y'all building
exactly.
a guy up, getting him dressed, cooking, paying mm-hmm. bills with him, sharing, sleeping with him, having sex, doing everything he like, you know,
marry.
All this here. And you ain't getting nothing you want. You got to put your foot down, lady. I'm sorry.
You're shacking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM because he's getting ready to go on Instagram and Facebook and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.